Is organic really organic? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. My daughter, who's a television news reporter, recently told me about a story in which people bought produce at a local grocery store and brought it to a farmer's market, selling it as though it had been raised on their organic farm. Outrageous. But recently on Capitol Hill, there was a congressional hearing centering basically on
the integrity of the organic label.
Under Secretary of Agriculture Greg Ibach told lawmakers that we consumers in this country bought a record $52.5 billion worth of organic products last year, up 6% from the year before.
This includes 1,000 new farms that were certified in the U.S. last year. This growth has been supported by USDA's development of clear and enforceable organic standards.
Now, some argue that the standards are too tough, that they may be actually slowing down the entry of new farms into organic production, particularly that rule that mandates 3 years conversion time to go from conventional farming to certified organic farming. 3 years in which you as a farmer would produce organically, but have to deal with possible impacts of that,
which might include decreased yields, but you don't have the ability to take advantage of the increased prices.
And that's maybe one of the reasons why we don't see more producers entering the organic marketplace.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.